Today, a panel of government advisors is meeting to consider clearing the last regulatory hurdle for Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine. Yesterday, the U.S. recorded a painful new record for COVID-19 deaths in a single day, more than 3,000. We'll have more in a few minutes on how one state is responding.
But first, the Federal Trade Commission and 48 attorneys general are taking Facebook to court for its business practices. They say Facebook either buys up its competition like they did with Instagram and WhatsApp, or squashes them. And we should note that Facebook is a financial supporter of NPR. New York Attorney General Letitia James is one of the AGs on the case, and she joins me now. Welcome, Attorney General. And first, lay out briefly for us the case you're making in this lawsuit.
Well, first, thank you for having me. And for nearly a decade, you know, Facebook has used its dominance and its monopoly power to destroy the competition so it can take advantage of users and make billions by monetizing personal data into a cash cow and basically to maintain its monopoly power.
I hear your argument, but in the case of Instagram and WhatsApp, the company made these purchases years ago. The government, including antitrust enforcers, reviewed them at the time and found no reason to stop Facebook. So is it fair to undo these deals now?
So the states were not a part of that review. And we think, that the fact that the FTC has filed a separate complaint says a lot about this illegal and unlawful conduct. It's also important to know that these transactions were illegal then, and they are illegal now, and they both lawsuits serve to entrench Facebook's power. I would also add that the harm caused by these illegal transactions has become even more apparent. If you look at the complaint, the two companies that we focus on primarily are Instagram and WhatsApp, but it does not limit it to those two companies. There are a number of companies that they have purchased over the years. Their objective was to maintain their monopoly power and to limit options for their users. And most importantly, the fact is that they changed the terms with respect to data usage. And as a result of that, the privacy protections for users has been compromised. And as a result of that, it's important that we stand up for the marketplace, that we stand up and protect small businesses as well as consumers, and that we put an end to this abuse of monopoly power.
Well, an argument, though, that Facebook is making is that these acquisitions made life better for users and that there's no evidence that rejecting these deals would have increased competition in the industry. So from your view, what's the harm for those who use Facebook and all of its properties? You mentioned the data storage, but yes, these applications, WhatsApp and Instagram, are free.
They're really not free. A lot of people think they're free, but they're not. When individuals use your data, control the content, increase prices for advertisers, ultimately at some point in time, you are paying for their use of your personal data and your privacy. The lack of competition basically has given this company the unchecked power and ability to make changes to consumer privacy protections without their consent. When they first signed up for Facebook, they were promised that they would have privacy protections. That all changed as Facebook grew larger and larger and larger. And ultimately, at some point, there were no other options available for users. And they continued to maintain their monopoly. It means that consumers and users don't get the benefits of innovation and competition when you stifle off upstarts. And it's important to know that a lot of these small companies cannot get investments because investors are just, concerned about the monopoly power of Facebook. And as a result of that, that hurts free enterprise. That hurts creativity and innovation. And that creates the ability, again, to put the power of choice back into the hands of consumers. And that's why 48 attorneys general all across this nation are standing up to challenge this illegal and monopolistic power, which jeopardizes the free market.
That is New York Attorney General Letitia James. Thank you so much for talking with us.
I appreciate you. Have a good day. Thank you.